Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Cannabis Hangout.
Okay.
Let's try that again.
Okay, you can't take this out.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Cannabis Hangout. I'm Saab.
And I'm Brannon.
And today we are going to be talking about the Entourage Effect. Perfect. New feature. So if you guys have been following along since the beginning episodes, we've had a series called Terpene Talk and our most recent series called Cannabinoid Connection to break down all the different characteristics of the cannabis plant and how the effects and the medicinal benefits really help the human body. So what is the Entourage Effect? Well, we are going to break it down with you. So Bran, would you like to get us started?
I sure will. Yes. Okay, guys. Well, like Saba said above, we've talked about terpenes and cannabinoids and how they each have their own medicinal benefits in the cannabis plant. So what is the Entourage Effect? It is the reason why terpenes and cannabinoids work so well together. And we got a little quote from Weed Maps. They define the Entourage Effect as the combined effect of different compounds found in cannabis that work together as a whole to produce a greater effect than if working separately to produce separate effects.
So pretty much it's like when people consume cannabis for the first time and they hear all these amazing things from their loved ones or the internet about how it does X, Y, and Z for people. So they have these really high expectations going into it. Well, unless they are guided properly, they usually don't have the experience they're seeking. The science behind the effects and why they do what they do have some to do with the effect and some to do with how the compound interacts with one another.
Okay, Saab. So let's break down the Entourage Effect into a little more detail now. We also have to say that if you don't know what terpenes and cannabinoids are, we highly recommend that you go back and start with our Terpene Talk series at episode 26, along with the Cannabinoid Connection series that follows it, starting at episode 50. So let's hop into the Entourage Effect. This theory, it was founded in 1998 by an Israeli cannabis researcher, Raphael McCollum, and his team. This is just a little backstory on it. They discovered this when they compared the whole cannabis plant extract to the isolated cannabinoid extract. So the whole plant extracts contain the cannabinoids and terpenes found within the plant. And so that isolates or pure formulations of one cannabinoid alone, such as THC or CBD, for example. So this is where full spectrum was found to provide more effective results than the isolated cannabis compound.
Wow. Brian, that is so neat. It's like we're always learning so much about this beautiful plant and it always just keeps us on our toes.
True, true.
So you guys must be wondering, how does the Entourage Effect work and what are the benefits?
Tell us, Saba.
Well, let me tell you. The Entourage Effect is all of the compounds within the cannabis plant mixing together in a way to increase therapy or relief while giving you the effects that you're wanting. Many of these compounds are going to be the cannabinoids and terpenes we've been talking about, and also something newer that research is also newer research is being done on. And I don't really know that much about, but it's called flavonoids.
Flavor.
Oh my gosh. So these compounds, mixing them together, have an impact on our physiological being and the mechanisms, but also signals to our body the therapeutic and pain relieving aspects.
Okay. Flavonoids.
So flavonoids. With that being said, the benefit will be increased relief and therapeutic experiences. The compounds you consume within the whole plant or full spectrum medicine, the more likely you're going to experience those relief pains, anxiety, sleep, anti-inflammatory stress. And I mean, the list really goes on and on.
Full spectrum is where it's at, huh?
It's true.
The most benefit to your body.
Yeah, because it has all the terpenes and again, the cannabinoids mm-hmm. and the flavonoids.
Wow. Well, that is neat. And that's also a plethora of information, I think. But yes, I want to also add onto this that consuming more compounds means knowing what cannabinoids and terpenes are in the flower you're smoking, which leads me to say, ask for testing.
Yes.
If you're a cannabis consumer who is wanting to be mindful of your consumption, and you're on a medicinal, spiritual healing cannabis journey, ask for testing and knowing what your terpenes and cannabinoids are. It's important. Mm-hmm. I know it can kind of probably feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And like not many people do that. And like I understand when you don't, but like if you really do want to like dive into like the more medicinal part of it, you start looking at the terpene profiles.
And I
you
feel
start,
like it just enhances your whole cannabis
yeah,
experience. Like
totally.
Like Brandon and I have had a really achy day today where our bodies are just really hurting from, you know, being sore, from working out, like whatever. And so I've been highly seeking carophyllene in my flower that I've been smoking lately because I know that I need that terpene
yes.
to help the inflammation because I can feel it. I
see,
can
and
feel
you've
it.
Learned that.
Yes.
You've learned that. Mm-hmm. That terpene is what helps you with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the terps, guys.
Yeah.
Terpy, terpy. So what cannabis products are best for consuming to receive the full entourage effect? Well, the best and the most simple answer is flower.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. There's nothing like the actual healing plant of cannabis, and consuming that is the most effective way to receive all the goodness of the terpenes and the cannabinoids. However, Saba, some people cannot consume flower for various reasons, or they have to be more discreet. And that's where full spectrum carts and concentrates, such as like mm-hmm. shatter batter, etc. they're good options as well. Although we must forewarn you that dabs aren't something that you just jump straight into, at least not for Saba and I. They are definitely something that you take steps towards because mm-hmm. they're more potent and
yeah.
they're more intense. And unless, I mean, I don't really know. I'm just saying the dabs, that's something you just need to ease into.
Absolutely. I mean, that's so true because I remember my first dab and it's the intensity of it. Whereas flower, you can ease into where you want to be.
Yeah.
But dabs are just like straight to your head. And so unless you're equipped for that rush of euphoria, or you're in like high pain threshold, it's really just going to make you very uncomfortable for probably 30 minutes.
Yes.
Because I've been there, done that.
Totally agree. And I feel like people often say that edibles, they don't provide the entourage effects. But I feel like, however, Sab and I, we've had several full spectrum edibles
yeah.
that we think have given us the exact experience that we were wanting. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree, Sab?
Yes.
Like during summertime, when there's certain brands that we love to microdose with that are full spectrum because they give us that sativa or like indica type effect when we're in the sunshine, you know, or mm-hmm. if you're one of those that thinks edibles aren't it, then there's other options like tinctures and I mean really just explore a different brand of edibles, you know.
Yeah,
too.
For sure. Brand tinctures is actually something I've really gotten into recently, and I found so much medicinal benefit from them, and they've actually been really healing for my body. What's nice about tinctures is it's just one little drop underneath your like tongue, and then you hold it there for 30 seconds and then I swallow.
And just a drop?
No,
a dropper.
Okay. And I will literally wait 20 minutes. And within 20 minutes, my anxiety is completely gone. My pain thresholds are a lot lower. My back feels a lot less tense. You know, even my shoulders, like where I carry my stress.
That's amazing.
And it's such a great base layer for my days, especially when my anxiety and stress is really high. And when I have to get a lot done or feel overwhelmed, or when my body's feeling achy and slow, like today,
yeah.
it's nice to have that. So as be my base, and then I can layer on top of that. So also do a patch, which gives me a nice body high.
Okay. You're such a patch girl. I haven't tried the patches yet.
Everything for
my
body.
I probably should.
It's here's the thing is patches are awesome, but since I'm such a high doser,
yeah,
a full patch is That's what I use, and I use it for the full 12.
You can always cut them, though.
Yeah, but it's, I don't find that benefit from it because I'm such a high doser. And so for me, I need that full patch for the body.
I got you.
Like, for the pain. So I, for the first 2 days of my menstrual cycle, I always use like patches because they really help relieve all the extra, you know, everything.
It's good to know, ladies.
But yeah, they're really awesome. It's not something I can do all the time, but like today I would probably do it because I'm in a lot of pain. Today would be the perfect day for a patch.
Nice. Aw, patchy girl. So, I mean,
patch me up.
I feel like there's so much that we haven't spoke on regarding this, the entourage effect, but these episodes are just to give you basic informational ideas of cannabis without it being totally overwhelming. I know sometimes even like while Saab and I research stuff, it can be very overwhelming and like words are big and scientific and stuff, but hopefully we've like helped ease it a little bit to where, I mean, we're all here really learning alongside each other and we love being able to do what we're doing. So.
Yes, Brian, I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you guys so much for listening to our episode today and really supporting us throughout our whole journey. We can't say this often enough, but we are so grateful to be here to do this for you guys and also educate while being educated throughout the way. But Brian, I think this wraps up today's episode, yeah?
I think it does too. We're sending you guys so much love and light. And stay tuned for next week's episode. And as always, Saab,
stay medicated. Smoke weed every day.